Glad you could join us this morning here on Public Radio for the Cape Coast and Islands. This is WCAI. We're online, capeandislands.org. In fact, check out our website. We have a nice history of winter storms, winter into spring storms, let's call it. That's at our website, capeandislands.org. Snow, driving snow, dangerous winds, blowing snow, treacherous travel. It's all this morning. This is according to the National Weather Service. I'm Dan Tridle in Woods Hole with Elsa Partan. Good morning.
Good morning. I just spoke with ornithologist Vernon Locks. He's on the west end of Nantucket on Matticat Road, and I asked him whether there's much snow accumulation there.
It's funny. I'm looking out the north side of the house now where we have a deck that looks out, and there's snow. It's blowing so hard there is not a bit of snow on the deck, but out in just down in the bushes, and this, that you can see there's, I'm guessing there's probably 6 inches of snow there right now. Or maybe more, and it's just the snow is literally coming across sideways, and you can't see 50 yards out into it.
Nantucket Airport is reporting gusts of 60 miles an hour, but the winds over the open water are being clocked at 75 to 80 miles an hour, so those winds could get even stronger. And Vern says driving on Nantucket right now would be a bad idea.
Local airlines, Steamship Authority, the High Line ferry service temporarily suspending service. The Plymouth and Brockton bus line has limited its local service. Schools are closed today. Driving not only on Nantucket is a bad idea, but driving on the Cape as well. The further east you go on the Cape, the worse the conditions are. The wind is expected to stay with us throughout the day today. We've had reports that hurricane force winds will be blowing or are blowing off the ocean, some as high as 75 miles an hour. We'll see how the measurements go later on today. In the meantime, stay safe and listen to public radio here on WCAI. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Again, if you have access to the web, check out our website, capeandislands.org. We have a history of storms throughout the Northeast and an update on today's activities.